Large earthquakes on the Australian mainland are rare, but seismologists are monitoring the development of what could be minor fault lines in North Queensland. Since the beginning of the year, a number of quakes have rattled the region from Innisfail to Mackay, and Geoscience Australia says it's been watching every movement in the last month to see if it points to a significant shift in the plates beneath Australia. Josh Bavis has more.
It was a Saturday afternoon and Ted Seavers was in his beach house at Cape Upstart when he heard the earthquake rumbling through the mountains.
It's like a shutter closing in around you. That's what it felt like inside the building, you know, like a great noise sort of closing in on you, you know.
This particular epicentre was to the west of Bowen, with a magnitude similar to a quake which damaged a city in southern Spain earlier this month. Ted Seavers says he was on edge after the recent disasters around the world.
So I thought during the night if we got a tsunami warning or whatever, the best thing to do was to go up the hill. And I just got a little bit of gear ready in a bag and like a set of shoes, long trousers, bottle of water and a life jacket.
Emma Matthews is part of a team from Geoscience Australia who's installed specialised equipment around Bowen to record every single aftershock since April's quake.
We've currently got some temporary aftershock recorders at four sites southwest of Bowen, and the aftershocks that we've recorded on the permanent stations, there's approximately seven.
She says a one-off quake on the Australian plate is usually followed up by many more smaller shakes.
Generally, earthquakes tend to occur in clusters around Australia. You get sort of phases of activity depending on the stresses that build up and the release of those stresses. And this seems to be one of those examples.
Ted Seavers says he didn't miss a single aftershock.
Explain the noise. Where did it start coming from and what happened?
Well, I woke up during the night. I think I woke up a couple of minutes before each one of them, and probably because I was a bit tensed up from the first, you know. And 8 o'clock, I think, that night was the first one, and it was not as bad, of course, as the first.
But it's the number and magnitude of these tremors which suggest new minor fault lines are forming near Bowen.
They don't occur on subduction zones or plate boundaries like in New Zealand or Japan. We have them on the inside of the plate, and this is related to stresses that build up in the tectonic plate. And we'll have to wait and see what the data says before we can declare that there's a new fault line up there.
It's still worrying news for locals who aren't used to such seismic activity.
But this one, well, you remember it because it shakes up a bit. And probably as you get a bit older, it shakes up a bit more.
That's North Queensland resident Ted Seavers ending that report by Josh Bavis.